verse 4 says, "For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with salvation." Oh, how beautiful. That's Psalm 149, verse 4. Well, happy Sunday this August the 13th, 2017. Joey Kroll here with you. So good to spend some time with you. You know, I've said it a million times before. There's just something special about a Sunday, I will tell you. Well, hey, so good to spend some time with you today. And if you're not too familiar with Sunday worship, it's a program that that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I really do believe that you'll be blessed here for the next 30 minutes. Got some wonderful Christ-centered music on the way, including this one. It's the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, and Holy is the Lord here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. So much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll spending some time with you today. I hope you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. In fact, I've shared this a few different times over the last several months, but I think it's worth sharing again. It's a modern parable about the tools of Satan. It says, some time ago, an advertisement appeared in which the devil was putting all his tools up for sale. On the day of public inspection, each of his tools was marked with its selling price: hatred, envy, jealousy, doubt, lying, pride, and so on and so forth. And set apart, however, from the rest of the pile was a harmless-looking tool, well-worn, but priced very high. It was discouragement. Someone asked the devil, "Why is that one priced so high?" He replied, "Ah, that one is more useful to me than all the rest. With it, I can pry open a man's heart and enter when I cannot get near him with any other tools. Once inside, I can lead him any way I choose. The tool is very worn because I use it on almost everyone." Friend, the enemy loves to sow discouragement. Amen. But believers have a tool much more powerful. In fact, it's called encouragement. We can speak a word into the lives of those who desperately need to hear it. Maybe it's the college student who's adjusting to new life. Maybe it's the missionary or the pastor who may feel alone and discouraged. We can speak a word into the lives of those who desperately need to hear it. Let's speak a kind word starting today.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust You, how I prove to more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust You.
That's right, we've come to worship and lift up the sweet name of Jesus. Hey, Fred, I hope you are doing well. Joey Kroll with you here on Sunday Worship. And wow, I'll tell you what, God's Word is so encouraging. It really is. It can be like a fresh glass of water in the midst of a desert. I'll tell you, Isaiah 43, verse 2, I love this. It says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you." Encouragement today from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2.
Tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth above.
Wisconsin, mentally disabled children receive Christian love and nurture at a place called the Shepherd's Home. But they have a problem at Shepherd's Home with keeping the windows clean. Yeah. Every day, the children press their faces against the glass, wondering if that will be the day Jesus returns. Isn't that precious? Friend, I don't know about you, but expectation can get us out of bed in the morning and keep us going during the day, right? However, not many people are expecting Jesus to return. You know, the Bible says that he can return at any moment to gather together those who are expecting him. Friend, that's a good reason to live with dirty windows.
I guess it picked a good time to be born. Life expectancy is at an all-time high. New drugs, medical research, improved care. They've given us a gift, extending life. Which, in a way, is what the first Easter morning was all about. Because when Jesus Christ walked out of his grave, he added a word to the word life, a word that changes everything. Eternal. The Bible says that God gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Without that cross where Jesus paid for our sin, without that resurrection where he overpowered death, we'd have no hope of heaven and only an unthinkable eternity ahead. But death can be for you the doorway to an incredible eternity if you've pinned all your hopes on the man who died so you could live forever. Now, if you've never done that, don't risk one more day without him. Call us at 888-NEED-HIM, 888-NEED-HIM, and receive the life only he can give, life forever.
Remember me in a Bible cracked and faded by the years. Remember me in a sanctuary filled with silent prayer.
Tell you what, that's just probably one of my favorites. That's Mark Schultz and Jenny Owens and Remember Me. Hey, friend, I do appreciate just your time and your fellowship here on today's edition of Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. You can
always drop me a note. I'll tell you what, I just really enjoy hearing from you each and every week. My email address here is joey@greatnewsradio.org. J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org. Quickly, though, want to remind you, we're still getting ready for the great bus trip up to Chicago to tour the Pacific Garden Mission, see a live production of Unshackled, and enjoy a nice dinner and a lively praise and worship time with the singing men of GNN. We're taking that bus trip on Saturday, August 26th. You can get more details on that by visiting our website at greatnewsradio.org. Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones and enjoy some fellowship with God's people today. I hope you have a chance to do that as well. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.